Jammer, sir. Shoot to kill. Killer man. Brr, pa. Pa. Brr, pa. Pa. Kill the poor, the farmer. Kill the poor, the farmer. Decision.
Die burgerregte organisasie AfriForum se jaarlikse verslag oor plaasmoorde toon dat die aanvalle effens toegeneem het en dat dit meer gewelddadig is as wat die geval in die verlede was. AfriForum se 2025 plaasmoorde verslag is verlede maand uitgereik. Die organisasie se navorsing toon dat minstens 184 plaasaanvalle en 29 plaasmoorde in 2025 plaasgevind het, vergeleke met 176 aanvalle en 37 moorde in 2024.
We have thousands of stories talking about it. Sure. And we have documentaries, we have news stories. And that, is Natalie here, somebody here to turn that? I could show you a couple of things, and I would, it has to be responded to.
Yeah, sure.
Let me see the articles, please, if you would, and turn the lights down, and just put this on, it's right behind you, Johan.
There's nothing this parliament can do, with or without you. People are going to occupy land. We require no permission from you, from the president, from no one. We don't care. We can do whatever you want to do. Who are you to tell us whether we can occupy land or not? We are going to occupy land. South Africa, occupy land. That's who we are.
Die toename in die aantal plaasaanvalle, tesame met die gewelddadige aard daarvan, dui daarop dat baie slagoffers aanvalle oorleef het wat maklik tot sterftes kon gelei het. Wat aanvalle in die onderskeie provinsies betref, is die meeste plaasaanvalle in 2025, naamlik 50 aanvalle in Gauteng gepleeg. Dit is ook hier waar die meeste plaasmoorde, naamlik 7, aangemeld is. Mpumalanga, Noordwes en die Weskaap het onderskeidelik 26, 25 en 25 plaasaanvalle aangemeld. Die provinsie met die hoogste moordinsident tot aanvalkoers is egter Limpopo, waar 5 moordinsidente en 16 aanvalle plaasgevind het.
In office, they had one march, they had a dance in your parliament, whatever you may call it, legislature.
Right. And it was fire.
But you do allow them to take land.
No.
You do allow them to take land.
Nobody can
take
land.
And then when
land.
They take the land, mm-hmm. They kill the white farmer. And when they kill the white farmer, nothing happens to them.
Volgens Jacques Broederick, AfriForum's hoofwoordvoerder vir gemeenskapsveiligheid, skets die 2025 verslag 'n kommerwekkende beeld van landelike veiligheid in Suid-Afrika en beklemtoon die kwesbaarheid van boere, hul gesinne, plaaswerkers en ander plaasbewoners.
Now this is very bad. These are burial sites right here. Burial sites. Over 1,000 of white farmers, and those cars are lined up to pay love on a Sunday morning. Each one of those white things you see is a cross. And there's approximately 1,000 of them. They're all white farmers, the family of white farmers. And those cars aren't driving. They're stopped there to pay respects to their family member who was killed. And it's a terrible sight. I've never seen anything.
They kill white farmers. And we said, you come into our country and we let you come in. You get a green card and you get a passport. You can stay in our country.
Broederick sê dat enige daling in die aantal plaasmoorde goed is, maar dit sou 'n ernstige fout wees om dit as 'n oorwinning in die stryd teen plaasaanvalle te beskou. Broderick sê die werklikheid is dat die vlak van geweld in plaasaanvalle buitengewoon hoog is en dat baie van hierdie aanvalle maklik tot die dood van slagoffers kon gelei het. Afriforum doen daarom weer 'n beroep op die direktoraat vir prioriteitsmisdaadondersoek om plaasaanvalle tot 'n prioriteitsmisdaad te verklaar. Die voormalige leier van die Vryheidsfront Plus en huidige minister van korrektiewe dienste, Dr. Pieter Groenewald, het vroeër in die parlement 'n ernstige beroep op die regering van die dag gedoen om plaasmoorde tot 'n prioriteitsmisdaad te verklaar. Groenewald se argument was dat plaasmoorde nie een ras teiken nie, omdat boere van alle rasse, geslagte en agtergronde vermoor word. Hy voer ook aan dat dikwels word plaaswerkers ook geteiken. Volgens Groenewald hang voedselsekuriteit in die weegskaal as plaasmoorde nie dringend geprioritiseer word nie. Hy het president Cyril Ramaphosa voor stok gekry, omdat hy volgens hom nie plaasaanvalle en plaasmoorde in die publiek veroordeel nie, al gaan die plaasaanvalle dikwels met ernstige geweld gepaard.
Condemn farm murders in South Africa. In South Africa we have black farmers, we have coloured farmers, we have Indian farmers, we have white farmers. The food you had this morning when you had breakfast, you must thank the farmers. Everybody who's going to have lunch just now, thank the farmers. Chairperson, ek wil vir die agbare president sê, verlede jaar ongeveer hierdie tyd, was daar aanvalle gewees op moskeeën, een in KwaZulu-Natal en een in Mamasbury. U tree onmiddellik op. U benoem onmiddellik 'n presidensiële komitee van die minister van polisie, van verdediging en van justisie. Ek wil vandag vir u sê, 'n plaasmoord is nie 'n moord op 'n individu nie. It's not only a crime against an individual, it's a crime against the community. It is the women and children who pay the price of a farm murder, where they are tortured, where they throw boiling water down their throats, where they take hot irons burning the women, where they force a 12-year girl to see how her mother is raped. That's torture. But still, you do refuse to publicly condemn farm murders. And I appeal to you. It's simple. And I will say to you, Honorable President, I will invite you to a funeral of a farm murder. You invite me to any other funeral you wish.
Die direksievoorsitter van SAI, Theo de Jager, meen die debat oor plaasmoorde word dikwels verkeerd gevoer. De Jager het aan Marula Media gesê dat niemand ooit beweer het dat daar meer boere as enige ander deel van die samelewing vermoor word nie, maar as dit in konteks met die totale aantal mense in elke beroepsgroep geplaas word, kan mens sien hoeveel hoër die moordsyfer op boere is. De Jager het Groenewald se woorde beaam dat plaasmoorde van die mees brutale moorde is. Hierdie verslag is vir luister hierna saamgestel deur Marie Oosthuizen.